This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
I just irked by something I've seen morning. I'm irked.
Can you spell irked?
I-R-K-K-E-D.
I thought it was U-R-K-E-D.
Irked.
I-R-K-E-D, you were right.
It involves a topic that is one of my favourite things about Canberra. The e-scooters, my precious e-scooters. At the moment, the way it is laid out, and people might be forgetting this during lockdown, but you're starting to get back out. I had to go into the city yesterday. I'm like, oh my God, the scooters, that's right. It's a thing.
They're also everywhere. perfectly and neatly lined up now because not a lot of people are using them. It looks great.
You can keep that going, guys. Just put the scooters back in a neat order. What's happened is they're talking at the moment now about rolling them out to different suburbs, which for me, obviously, why aren't we doing that? They've been here for like 18 months already. Get it going. What are we doing?
They're only in two suburbs at the moment.
Gungahlin would be fantastic because you could scoot to the light rail and then you have like a little light rail scooter bank and people could go from their apartment to the light rail straight into the city. How amazing. That's is actually what they're talking about.
Doing it in Gungahlin.
In some point in 2022.
Yeah.
But first, what they're talking about is phase one would connect Belconnen and Canberra City to each other. The scooter zones that already exist.
From Belconnen to, if you've got a spare 3 hours.
they're going to connect the two privileged suburbs that already have the scooters. They're going to give them more to be excited about before they give the rest of us anything.
Yeah.
And that is what has me furious. They have enough. Yeah. Their cup runneth over with scooter options. And we are sitting here going, could we maybe get a couple of scooters? Even just the orange ones. We don't need the purple ones. They're like, no. We want to make this even better for the good people of the city and Belconnen.
Make it more efficient.
The Belconnen one's the one that makes me the most angry.
Yeah, I know.
Because they've already got like JB Hi-Fi, the cinemas.
Do you think, and
we're sitting out there in Gungahlin, nay a cotton on to be found.
Nary a cotton on.
But give us a cotton on in Gungahlin. Like, what are we? Give us the scooters at least.
I need you to try and be subjective. And I know it's going to be very hard because you're very, very, very passionate about scooters. And I love it. I love seeing your passion about it. But do you not think it would be more fair for any suburb in the south side to get one before another north side suburb got another one?
Well, Woden is apparently getting them in the exact same time Gungahlin does.
Yeah, okay. Well,
so that's the caveat I'll give.
Yeah, okay.
Now, there are probably a lot of people listening to this going, you know that thing that disrupted the roads for four solid years? Yeah. The big red thing that goes from Gungahlin into the city? Yeah, I get that. All right, I understand we've got that.
It's the light rail. Sorry, it's the e-scooter with no handles.
But I don't get to drive that. Somebody else drives that. I don't get to drive the light rail. The e-scooter, I would get to drive that.
So it's about you being in control.
It's about me having fun is what it's about. And I don't want to buy a Neuron scooter because they're like 900 bucks. So I want to just be able to rent one.
If you were able, if you're allowed to drive the light rail one day in the year, would you drop this with the scooters?
You better believe it. If I just got to drive the light rail one day a year, I would shut up about e-scooters for the rest of time.
I want them to do this so you'll shut up about it, but I'm so worried about what will happen if you're allowed to drive the light rail.
Honestly, I'll only rant about scooters probably twice a year if I get to just check someone's ticket on the light rail. I just get to be like the fat controller for a second. I just want to live out my Thomas the Tank Engine dream.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, there is a show in the UK, and I think it's all around the world, called Tipping Point. And it's your average general knowledge trivia game show on TV.
And coins fall off a shelf and then you lose money and stuff?
Is that what it is?
I think it is that too.
All I know is that they ask people questions. They're either wrong or they're right. And if they're wrong, they lose money. If they're right, they win more money. It's essentially the way every single game show works. But something's happened to the one over in the UK because there's a question that's been asked of someone, and they answered the question just not correctly according to the show.
Yeah.
But the internet and everyone around has gone, hang on.
Fair enough.
That guy, when you think about it, that guy's answer is just as valid as the correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some audio here because I also don't like that the host is laughing at the guy. Because I guess it's kind of funny, but he's like really cacking up about this.
So what's the question? Read the question.
Okay, the question is as follows. In his epic poems, Homer often refers to nectar as the drink of the gods and which other substance as their food?
Let's have a listen to the answer.
I think I'll go with donut thief, Ben.
Okay. Could have passed this one over to Lindsay. Lindsay?
I would have said donuts as well.
You'd have got
beer and donuts, yeah. Right at home street.
I'll just read this question again. In his epic poems, Homer often refers to nectar as the drink of the gods, and which other substance is their food?
We've got the wrong Homer.
Yes, they did get the wrong Homer.
Greek philosopher Homer. Yeah.
Not so much Homer Simpson Simpsons.
Yeah, so his answer is perfectly valid as if, you know, you've heard the answer and just missed the first part of it.
And that's what I think has happened. I think when the guy reads it out again, he gets the first four words out and the guy goes, oh, in his epic poems.
Yeah.
If it just starts with, Homer often refers to his nectar as the drink of the gods and which other substance is their food, the answer is ambrosia, not donuts.
You know what's fantastic for me? That this, if you're a bit of a Simpsons nerd, the reason Homer's called Homer is a play on the Greek philosopher. Like, he's so stupid, and this guy was so smart back in the day with all of his poems, and nectar's the food of the god, fruit of drink
They're
of the
complete
gods,
opposites.
Ambrosia, whatever the hell that is their
it's
food,
like fruit
and whatever. But the point is, it was a play on that whole thing.
Yeah.
And now, in general society, that hoity-toity intellectual poet,
yes,
no one thinks you're talking about him anymore. I think you're talking about the idiot fictional character he was named as a joke on the word, like, Homer.
Well, I'm having a look at this guy. He looks like he's about, I don't know, maybe early 30s. This guy's been raised on Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson.
To the point, I reckon, I'm looking at this guy, he probably thinks he's probably a little too much like Homer Simpson,
if you could go,
as a lot of 30-year-olds who grew up with the Simpsons probably do.
If you could go back in time and explain to that Greek philosopher who was coming up with all this stuff, that eventually we would make a drawing move... and show that on a light box, and then everything he ever did or said would be irrelevant because now we would tie it to that little moving drawing.
Yeah.
He'd probably go, well, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to stop giving you all my poetry, quite frankly.
What am I writing poems about ambrosia for? None of this matters.
Tell me more about this light box. Let's try and invent that 4,000 years before we do.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Look, it's early in the morning. People may be thinking about having breakfast. Maybe people have already had breakfast, but something is going to change the landscape of Australian breakfasts.
I don't know what this is, and I'm nervous because I think I have an inkling. When you say it's going to change the landscape of Australian breakfast,
as of the 20th of October, so it's already happened. I mean, a week ago today, Mackie Don's, Ronald himself, pulled his yellow and red pants up and decided, enough's enough. Australia no longer deserves all-day breakfast.
So he's put the big boy pants on and said, you need to get organised in time for breakfast.
He's put on his big boy pants and gone, if you would like breakfast...
We're going to act like adults and get in at a reasonable time.
Initially, I was furious. They're also, by the way, they're also easing into it. So they're stopping at midday now, the breakfast. And there's a caveat that we'll get to later. I was initially super mad.
I am super mad because as much as I appreciate them trying to keep us on some kind of straight and narrow track, if you need to get your life in check.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have your life in check, and hotcakes really helps with that.
And that's it. That is the problem. It's like they're doing this to be like, get out of bed before 10 on a Sunday.
I would say what they're probably doing is we need to run certain things in the restaurant a certain way. We can't just have everything going at once.
Yeah, we can't be randomly cooking eggs and putting relish on things at the same time as making apple pies.
Yeah, it's too confusing. Too confusing.
I initially was mad, like you said.
I'm furious.
Now I am like...
The only way... You said a caveat. The only caveat I would accept
it's a bad caveat.
If some of the things are staying all day.
Yeah, one thing's staying.
Is it hotcakes?
No, it's not.
For God's sake.
It is... The humble hash brown.
Oh, well, that makes sense. They just whack that in the deep fryer with
chip.
They just whack that in the deep fryer as well. So I guess they don't need to fire anything up to make that.
If it's already made. If I asked for large fries and I got three hash browns, I'd be like, hey, same difference, whatever.
I know dramas with this on one proviso that I'll tell you at the end, but you tell me what your caveat is.
So they're stopping it at midday. Okay. You can't go into the restaurant.
In terms of Ronald putting on his big boy pants and getting our lives more organised, midday is a lot of time to have breakfast before.
And I think it's like we're going to ease into being back to normal.
Remember when it was 10:30?
Yes.
What was that?
Well, funny you mentioned 10:30 because... McDelivery, so I'm guessing your Uber Eats, your Deliveroos, your menu logs, whatever, they will stop delivering you breakfast at 10:30.
Oh.
Because I feel like this is someone going, if you can't even get yourself to a point where you can look at your phone before 10:30 in the morning, you need to worry about
your life.
What you need isn't breakfast. You need to talk to someone about what's going on.
Fantastic.
Or you need Gatorade and go back to sleep for the rest of the night.
Yes, okay. So, but if you can get yourself to a restaurant midday.
Midday, it's like you pull yourself
I
together.
I think they know they're taking something away from us. That's that's a caveat because they've gone, you know what? We don't want to make this everything all at once. I'm just nervous that is the beginning of going to back to 10:30 the way it used to be.
And it very well may be.
No, look, I wouldn't even be mad about this. I mean, I'm furious, but I wouldn't even be mad about this if they just did one small thing. Mm. And that is, you know how through lockdown they've been giving you the chance to go and get milk, bread rolls, English muffins.
Yeah,
just give me the hot cake batter. I'll make them myself. Give me the maple syrup. Give me the hot cake batter. I'll make them myself.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
But Ned, terrifying news. Terrifying news of the prehistoric kind. There has been a living dinosaur has been spotted over in the God.
I know.
I will be honest.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
I was waiting for you because I thought you were going to read it.
I am so unprofessional. I am reading this for the first time. I thought this was a fossil of something that's been... This thing's alive?
When you said it before, Fleetwood Mac, of like, they've found something, they've uncovered something. I'm like, oh, I hope you read this out and then I get to reveal to you...
This thing's alive?
This thing... is alive.
I thought this was something that was like, oh no, this is back from a prehistoric time.
No, no, no. Did you scroll down and see its mouth?
Oh God, there's like a, there's essentially like a little eel looking thing that lives in Margaret River in Western Australia and has teeth that are circular and spin around.
It's essentially if you
had two circular saws that pointed outwards and put them on top of each other and let them spin around their food.
It's if you got a... Everyone's seen a leech. They're like, I don't know, maybe the size of like half of your finger. It's like if you got a leech and turned it into the length of a garden hose.
Oh, God. It's just,
essentially, if leeches were snakes.
This looks like an alien.
Yeah.
This actually looks like what you... Like an alien movie would make an alien to be.
Exactly right. So this... It's a dinosaur. It's a living dinosaur. I guess it's around... It's like a crocodile. It's been living since the prehistoric times. But yeah, it's been spotted. I guess everyone was breathing sighs of relief for the last 20 years of like, oh, at least we haven't seen this abomination.
It's called a lamprey.
And then eventually a lamprey has popped up and... Here you go.
The first time it's been spotted by a person in 20 years.
Yeah.
Which is great news because obviously they're not abundant, which is good.
Well, once again, let me be the bearer of awful news. When he'd have discovered this after 20 years, found 6 at once.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yep.
Anything I will say about this, because this is in Margaret River in Western Australia, which, by the way, if you're listening to this and you're offended by what I'm about to say,
God's country.
Is right near where we used to live for
it's
2
amazing.
Years. I love Margaret River. We used to live in Bunbury.
No, we didn't. Yep. The surfing competition that's in Margaret River, that we went to that.
We actually did.
We interviewed... Not Kelly Slater, but I saw him.
Anyway, you're just name dropping for no reason now, and this is the thing.
Well, I'm trying to pump up Margaret River.
Because what I'm about to say is now that like this thing has been found, this thing with a circular saw head that basically just eats everything in its path, Mark McGowan can take as long as he wants opening that state.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
I mean, this is their strongest case for moving away from Australia.
I know people have probably got family over there they'd like to see. I've got friends that I haven't seen in years in Western Australia. I really want to go over there. Until I saw this.
I'm good. You can have your weird prehistoric snake sucker things.
Ugh.
I'm good.
Let's work out how to saw it off from the rest of the country.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
I know this story. I didn't realize how it was written. I love this. I'm just going to read the headline. Girl finds herself in hot water after spending £600 on mum's phone. I like the phrase, anyone finding themselves in hot water. Because,
like, it's a bad thing, too. I exclusively take hot showers. I don't, if I'm going to get in a bath, it better be hot. I don't know why being in hot water is a bad thing.
Does it imply some kind of like witchy poo cauldron where they're
I think it must be like if you're a lobster and you're in hot water, that's obviously a bad
thing. Exactly right. So,
girl finds herself in boiling water. That's a bad thing.
But that's all.
Hot water is the water I use the most of.
Exactly. It's what I prefer unless I'm drinking it.
Yeah.
But yes, this little girl has found herself in quite a bit of hot water after spending £600 on her mum's phone. But, and this is really quite good, her mum's upset, obviously, £600.
Yeah, it's a lot. So in Australian dollars.
House here.
Yeah. Down payment.
The mum has said she does have good taste, though. The thing she's bought for the $600, quite good taste. She's bought herself a bunch of camping equipment. This little, by the way, this little girl. Yep. I think she's like six or something.
So she's just seen things she likes.
She's eight. She's bought a camping equipment. She's bought some Harry Potter toys. Look, she's actually like managed to pick up some stuff that's like, yeah.
So she's using the phone the way I go on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah. Just
I like that. And then I get to the cart and go, oh, I have to pay for all of that. No, I don't like that.
And not only that, she's gone, oh, I've got to pay for this. You know what? I know I'm spending £600 and I know that's going to set mum back a little bit. So what I'll do is I'll afterpay it instead.
Oh my God,
she's put it down for afterpay.
This girl really is like me. 6-year-old and I make the exact same decisions.
Exactly. She's bought bought a 10-man tent, an air mattress, pillows, blankets, pots, pans, cups, and many Harry Potter items. It doesn't say what they are, but many, many Harry Potter
Since
items.
Since we went back to retail being open, and talk about this girl in just a second, but just for me and afterpay, what I do is because we get paid monthly, and I know a lot of people get paid fortnightly, so they probably can do the same thing. Afterpay tells you what your total owing is in 14 days.
Yeah.
In 15 days, in 30 days, and in 60 days.
Okay.
So you can see what your payment, where you're at, right? And I always look at 30 days because I like to clear my afterpay when we get paid.
Yeah, cool.
And I looked at the 30 days and I was like, oh, not too bad. And looked at the 60 days, how much I've actually bought.
Oh, my God.
I was like,
God.
Oh, my God.
I don't get paid that much.
I need to stop. The 30 looked good, not the 60.
I'm so glad I don't even understand.
Oh, no, it was very, very bad. Very scary.
I don't think this is good a message to send to your daughter. I'm like, look, I know that you spent way more money than you're meant to, but as long as it's on good stuff, cool stuff, can't be too mad. This is how you end up with movies like The Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Well, this also, by the way, is how you end up with, because, I mean, I believe Kim Kardashian started out as like Paris Hilton's personal shopper and stylist. Mm-hmm. This girl's starting at 6, and her mum's like, she's fantastic. Might be elite by the time she's like 30. She'll be the world's greatest personal shopper.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7. We do more kazoo.
We can do more kazoo. We're going to do kazoo now. Kazoo is usually a game that's relegated to 5 minutes past 6 in the morning because we go, you know what, everyone's waking up, we need to make this nice and easy.
Yeah.
But today, we're bringing it to prime time because at the same token, everybody's getting back to, you know, taking kids to school, getting back to work potentially. We need to make everything easy right now.
Also, I feel like if you enjoy chaos and mayhem, this maybe also inspire you to get up and listen a little early because this is what the show is sort of like at 6 in the morning.
Let's just get into it. The way this game works, very simply, Ned is going to play a tune on the kazoo. And if you know the tune, you give us a call.
Yep.
You could win tickets to go to an animal encounter that is just the bee's knees, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the upper echelon. Get closer and win a Mogo Wildlife Park encounter every day this week. This is the animal you want to win.
So far, Monday we had red panda. Beautiful creature. Lovely. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Meerkat. Such an interactable, you love them. They climb over you. They've got funny little hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
Today's, there is no parallel.
Today's?
I think you should say, because you are more excited. But he's been in movies. She's been in TV shows.
Started movies. If it's an MGM movie. Because, of course, we're talking about the King of the Jungle.
A lion encounter.
A lion encounter today. Yeah. Going to be absolutely incredible.
Yes.
What you need to do is listen up now and guess the song Ned is playing through the kazoo. 131060 is the number to call. Let's get ready for the performance. Take it away.
Here we go. That's not it. That's just so you know there's a real kazoo here. More? You look like you want more.
I don't understand. Yeah. That's enough. That is enough. The crowd's going wild. Shut up.
I also would like you to tell everyone that I didn't. Usually, I look at the lyrics, so mm-hmm. I can kind of, oh, that's how the song goes. I didn't look at my computer once.
You did
then. I knew that one by heart.
What a kazoo performance!
And
amazing.
10 out of 10 lines. So that must have worked.
A couple of things that are amazing right now. 13 10 60 is a number to call if you know the song. A couple of things that are amazing. You can get closer and win a Mogo Wildlife Park encounter every day this week. Lion up for grabs
a
if you know
encounter.
The song. Second thing that's amazing. Ned and I pull down a salary. That's actually a thing that happens.
More kazoo.
For the epic conclusion of Kazoo. Now, if you've never heard this game before, Ned plays a mystery track through the kazoo.
Yeah.
You have to guess what the song is. And if you do today, Kazoo's also never had a prize this good. It is going to be an animal encounter with a lion at Mogo Wildlife Park and tickets to the zoo as well. So just phenomenal stuff up for grabs. You can get up close, get closer and win a Mogo Wildlife Park encounter every day this week.
I will say the game in no way fits the prize.
Not even a little bit.
You know what? That's not our problem. That's Ben from Greenway. Problem. How's it going this morning, Ben?
Hey, good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank
doing
you,
all
Ben.
Right, mate. Now, you heard some fantastic kazooing before. Would you like to hear some more, Ben?
I'd love to.
Yeah, well, there we
good
go.
Good
on
the
right answer. So here we go.
Because there was no way that I was not going to play more
one
kazoo.
More refresh,
so.
One more refresh of what the song was. Here we go.
Thank you very much. It's a bridge.
Fantastic.
I'm not going to go into the whole thing again.
I can't. Think I know what the song is now, and I also think you think there's more words in there than there are.
We'll find out after Ben reveals what the answer
Ben,
is.
Ben, what do you think the song is, my friend?
Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
It is 100% correct.
Congratulations.
Yeah. How quickly were you onto it, Ben? Was it my supreme kazoo playing, or was it Carly Rae Jepsen's supreme songwriting?
Definitely the kazoo.
The kazoo
thanks,
playing.
Ben.
Yeah, fantastic.
Thank you, mate.
Well done, mate.
You've already, you can have all the prizes.
Must admit, you've already won the prize, don't forget. A absolutely amazing lion encounter for two adults, including park admission. Get closer and win a Mogo Wildlife Park encounter every day this week. Well done to you, Ben.
What words do you think I'm getting wrong?
You were adding like something to the... Hey, I just met you.
No,
you're like, hey, and I just met you.
No,
it's just, hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
I started at a weird point. It's, and all the other boys try to chase me, or you, or girls,
just to make
or whatever it is.
Make it really, really difficult for,
Well, Ben already knew. He's caught up. He knows it, so I might as well start at a fun part that sounds like I'm, like, doing scat jazz.
Yeah. And it was. Carly Rae Jepsen, the correct answer. Yeah. Tomorrow on the show, another encounter at Mogo Wildlife Park. Different animal and mercifully, different game.
104.7's Ned and Josh. This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Now, Ned, getting lost in the woods would not be a lot of fun. And I would hope that if that ever happened to me, I'd told someone I was about to go for a hike or something like that.
What would you do to get people's attention? Because I know you couldn't start a fire with nothing.
Yeah,
what would you try and do?
I couldn't start a fire. Yeah, me personally, I couldn't start a fire with nothing. Yes, you're correct.
If you were
I really also would be nervous about starting a fire in Australia in the middle of the wilderness.
1,000%. Okay, let's say right now, and it's not helping because you're in thongs this morning.
I am in thongs this
are
morning.
Transported right now, middle of the bush.
Actually,
how do you get people's attention?
Surprising you mentioned the thongs.
What? Okay. What is he doing?
Help me! Slapping the thongs together. That's
brilliant. It
isn't bad. It's loud.
It is loud.
Pretty damn loud.
If you are any further than maybe 500 metres away, you might not hear it.
The idea, too, for the thongs would be to keep snakes away, because that would actually be immediately before I was starting to starve and dehydrate, snakes would be my biggest concern.
Yeah.
No matter how illogical that is, they would be my biggest concern.
Yeah, of course.
So I would. That's probably it.
I don't know if snakes have ears, though.
Be pretty good. Well, they sense vibrations.
That's true, yeah.
So the thong, the mighty Haviana slap would be enough to scare any red-bellied black snake away, I would hope. Hey, if I had my phone, I'd probably just try and call someone.
Yeah.
Use the old SOS service on the phone.
I always am curious about that because you press it like 5 times on your phone and then it's like, would you like us to call emergency services? You're like, no.
I always get curious about that because I'm like, so there is reception.
Yeah. There's always reception.
I can get reception. So why can't I keep watching TikTok out in the middle of nowhere?
I actually had to explain to me in high school because someone asked that. They were saying emergency services. Like, there actually is, they're kind of like calming us down. Like, if you need to call an ambulance because something's gone wrong, they don't necessarily immediately call the police.
Yeah.
And they're like, also, there are like different satellites or something for ambulances and fire brigades and stuff. It's incredible.
Let's get that happening with Instagram. Ned.
Yeah.
if I had my phone, it would be a game changer.
Game over.
So you would think. Because over in the US, a guy's been lost in the woods, had his phone, was getting called by like the equivalent of the SES over there. They were trying to get in contact with him to find this missing person. He was receiving the calls and was not answering them because there was no caller ID.
So what do I do on like a Thursday afternoon when I'm on my couch and
you're
I know it's a telemarketer?
Ready to have a nap. Yeah. You're like, nah, I won't answer that.
This guy did this while he was lost in the woods.
Lost in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would it have been? And also, if you're lost, who could it have been that would be disappointing? If it was a telemarketer, hey, we'd just like to wonder if you'd
I'm lost. In the woods.
Yeah,
I need your help.
Someone?
Yeah.
Why is that a bad thing?
I'll sign up for anything. I just need somebody to come and get me out of the woods.
Yeah.
I just don't get that logic. Like, and the only problem, the only worry I have here is how many times have you been prank called to get you to the edge of doing that?
Yeah.
Like, to the edge of going, look, this is a life or death situation for me. Because, you know, I'm trying to get myself into the guy's shoes with logic.
Sure.
And I'm assuming he thought, I better save this battery as long as I can. So I better not answer a call that's just a scam.
I might need it for, like, a light later or something.
Yeah, I might need to make a call. Like, obviously, you've got reception. So the first thing you should do when you receive a call is go, no, and then make a call. But
that
anyway,
is weird that he didn't do that.
None of this matters. I was trying to give him an out. But the thing I really think is that obviously this guy's been pranked way too many times.
Yeah.
And the concerning thing I have, as last night I added the 75th number to my scam text message contact that I've been making for all of those dumb your tracking passwords here and all that scam that's going around at the moment. I added my 73rd number to, like, because I've created a contact so it always gets blocked.
Yeah.
73 times. I reckon if I was lost in the woods right now and somebody went, help is on the way as a text, I'd be like, bullshit.
Yeah, no way.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit meja.com.au.
Hit 104.7.